Hello, beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hello, beautiful lights. Kimberly Barrett coming to you again. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience love and light. We do this every first and third Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time, where we'll be discussing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. We also will have some of the most amazing guests sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us, sharing their love and light so we can raise the vibration and consciousness on this planet. Today, we're discussing raising your vibration. What is it? How can we shift our vibration? How does it help us? And how does it help our planet? So some of you might be wondering, what in the world do you mean when you say raise your vibration? So what is vibration anyway? Well, first of all, let me introduce myself again. I'm Kimberly Barrett. I'm a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and a light leader. And I've been guided today by my guides to talk about raising the vibration. So I first looked up the definition in the Oxford American Dictionary because that's how I roll. So the definition of vibration that really matches what we're talking about is a person's emotional state, sometimes the atmosphere of a place, the associations of an object as communicated to and felt by others. So I've been talking before about the discovery, and what we are discovering is we are all energy. We are energy vibrating at different levels of vibration and frequency. So I also looked up frequency. So frequency is the rate at which a vibration occurs that constitutes a wave, either in a material, as in sound waves, or in an electromagnetic field, as in radio waves and light. So it's usually measured per second. The example would be like a particular wave band that a radio station or other system broadcasts, like us, transmits signals. And so what we're doing is talking about how that sort of wave band, you can use the analogy of radio station, transmits that signal in the field of consciousness research. So what I want to talk about when we're talking about vibration and frequency are the vibrations and frequencies that can help us as humans raise our vibration, raise our frequency to, you know, higher consciousnesses so that we can get to that evolution that a lot of people have been hearing about. We've been talking about that a lot on this radio show. I talked about it on Craig Richardson's radio show. You can get that off of the Transformation Talk Radio website. There is a copy of that that you can access where we talk about moving from third dimension consciousness to fifth dimension consciousness. We are in the most exciting time of these new energies. And some of you might be asking, what in the world are you talking about? I'm going to channel some stuff in. I'll try to make it as relatable as possible to people, and how this energy can help us, how it can help you individually, and how that energy can help us raise the vibration and consciousness on our planet and get to where we really want to be. As I said before, we are all energy. We are energy beings. When you look into our cells and you go all the way down to the little, you know, neurons and nucleoids and you know, I'm not the scientist in that area, but when you get down to it, what they're discovering now is that there's a lot more going on than we thought was going on. And science is starting to prove that. So one of the people I looked at is Dr. David Hawkins. He was a medical doctor and a PhD. He was the director of the Institute for Spiritual Research. He remains a widely known authority in the field of human consciousness. He wrote a book called Power Versus Force, The Human Determinants of, He wrote a book called Power Versus Force. It's the hidden determinants of human behavior. And he talks a lot about his research on energy and the human consciousness. So the vibration and frequency in human consciousness. He studied the different levels of human consciousness, and I'm going to simplify this. If you want details, I highly recommend reading the book and looking into his research. So studying the levels of human consciousness based on the energy levels of human emotions. The point that he makes is that some emotions vibrate at denser, lower energy levels. So those emotions are things like fear, shame, guilt, depression, anger. Those are denser, lower energy levels. Other emotions vibrate at a neutral energy level. So that's when we're rationalizing something, you know, using our just logical, rational mind. When we're going neutral about things, or when we're just in acceptance of something. There are other emotions that vibrate at a lighter or higher energy level. Those are the ones that can help us raise our vibration and frequency and get us into higher levels of consciousness. So those are things like gratitude, appreciation, love, joy, compassion. He even talked about a level of enlightenment that some beings on this earth have reached, and that they were in those higher energy levels. All of us as humans can work our way into these higher energy levels. I believe, and every time I connect in with my spirit guides, I get the message that all of us as humans can eventually get to these higher levels of consciousness, that there are ways that we can get there. In the new energies that are coming in at such exciting times, what I'm channeling in is that as a human population, we have never really been in the level of energies that we're in now on the earth. That our earth and the energies on the earth are shifting and evolving into just higher levels that we can actually get there. What that means to us, I've been listening to a lot of my friends channel it through, and the information that I'm getting. One is it's going to shine the light on some of the denser, lower energy levels. So we'll start to notice in ourselves and in our collective consciousness, the fear, shame, guilt, depression, anger, control, those type of things. Then from there, I talked in our first episode about being able to shift my own vibration to get it to a place where I'm vibrating neutral, you know, moving my way up. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but being able to move myself to neutral and then start to really get ourselves to higher levels where we're living more in gratitude, appreciation, compassion, love, and joy. That this type of peace in our consciousness is actually possible for us. And I know that a lot of us have been in the fear and the shame and the guilt and the frustration and the angers and, you know, and we were noticing this out in our society. And what we're being called to do, some people are feeling that stirring and they're starting to wake up and starting to identify that we can shift, we can change. And in turn, we can shift the whole collective consciousness and start doing things differently on our planet, which I find super exciting. I don't know about you. So, you know, I'm pretty much going to share from what comes to me and know that this is going to fall on the ears that need to hear it. So I'm super excited about this. The higher the energy level, the higher the level of consciousness. So according to his research and in this book, Power Versus Force, the higher your level of consciousness and your vibrational energy, the more personal power and sovereignty you possess. So you're going to be able to tap into your own personal power and sovereignty. That doesn't mean you're not connected in with your higher power. It means you're going to line your energy up with your higher power. And if you call that God, it means that we're going to go into more of a God consciousness. You know, use the words that work best for you. When we're in the lower levels of consciousness, we're more susceptible to other people having power over us. So one of the other things that's out there is Abraham Hicks. We'll talk a little bit more about that. They were non-physical beings channeled by Esther Hicks to help humanity manifest what we want, the secrets that were hidden from us that are now being revealed. Our emotions are our guidance system. So where our energy or our vibration currently is. So what does this have to do with us personally? And what does it have to do with our planet? That's what we're going to discuss. But first, we are going to take a short break. And when we return, we'll discuss more about our vibration and how we can start to raise our vibration and hopefully raise the consciousness on the planet. So see you soon.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
TalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we begin, I want to make sure you know how to contact me. I can be reached through my website. It's Sharing Love and Light Show. That's fully spelled out, .com. SharingLoveAndLightShow.com or through my Facebook page, Kimberly Barrett, Psychic Medium Intuitive Coach. It's at facebook.com/activate777. I am offering a free video to all of my listeners titled Living an Intuitively Inspired Life. It was a workshop that I had done. You can visit the link kimberlylbarrett.com/intuitivelife. I'm also currently offering 20% off to my Sharing Love and Light listeners who are interested in the August classes using the discount code Love and Light. You can access these classes through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. It's a mediumship development series that's 8 weeks, and I also have a 4-week psychic development series for anyone interested. So with that said, we've been talking about vibration and raising our vibration, as well as the human consciousness. So I'm asking my guides, how can this help us individually? How can it help me? How can it help you? How can it help the planet? And what's coming to me is a lot of what they talked about in Abraham Hicks in Power Versus Force. That in the book Power Versus Force, they talk about when we're in those lower vibrations, when we're in those emotions of fear, shame, guilt, you know, so fear and anxiety, the shame, the guilt, the blame, when we're down in those vibrations, the anger, that it's a lot easier for other people to control us when we're in those lower consciousnesses. And that's where they're talking about power versus force, that, you know, we can be forced into doing things without realizing it. Forced into giving our power away or losing our power when we're in those consciousnesses. As we raise our vibration and our human consciousness, then we're able to see clearer. And over time, even go into those higher vibrations and the higher consciousness, and you're able to access, according to Power Versus Force, your actual personal power within you. So then you're in your sovereignty and you're able to make free will choices for yourself. And that's what I get excited about with this. The other thing that gets me excited about vibration and raising your vibration, getting your level of consciousness higher, is around manifesting. That we can actually manifest our desires, our life, the things that we really want to do. We can get in alignment with our life purpose. I know a lot of us are currently waking up to this realization that we've come to this planet with a purpose. We're here in this time-space reality in this moment with a purpose. And many of us know this. So the higher the vibration, the more we can tap into that. In the field that I work in with metaphysics and doing mediumship and channeling and energy healing, the higher the vibration, the clearer the message. Now, we also talked last week, I think, about grounding. The message is also a lot clearer when you're grounding. So raising the vibration can have a lot of benefits for us. And I am not talking raising the vibration in kind of a Pollyanna way where it's like I'm going to kind of fake myself into feeling better. What I mean is really what it talks about, and I highly recommend listening to Abraham Hicks. Abraham is a group of non-physical spiritual entities that channeled through Esther Hicks, who at the time, if you read her first book, that she wasn't even interested in any of this. So she was a great choice for them because she was a very clear channel once she started accepting and allowing it to come through. And she's been able to find some really great words for us and be a clear channel that we can actually manifest the life of our dreams. Part of that is to get into the vibration of whatever that is that we want. Well, most of us, maybe not all of us, but most of us on the planet, myself included, and I think many of you that are probably listening to this, since it's transformation talk radio, we want to transform, we want to shift, we want to get to better places. I always think of the butterfly, we're going in our cocoons and we're going to come out these beautiful butterflies and fly free. That we want to get to those higher vibrations and that higher consciousness. And yet we can get stuck at times. And what Abraham Hicks talked about, I love this other book that they had that's about the power of your emotions, like let your feelings be your guide. So once we identify where we currently are, and I'll tell a little bit of my story in this segment that I shared before that I had come from a pretty low vibration. I was in a vibration of victim, of a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of blaming others. I was very, very angry inside from things that had happened in my life. I felt rightly so. So I don't judge emotions. Sometimes the emotion is there because it's energy in motion and it's guiding me. It's showing me something, you know? So I woke up and started to awaken and become more consciously aware of what was really going on with me. And what I discovered was I was in all of these lower, like really fear-based frequencies and fear-based vibrations. And it's amazing the things that happened over time. Part of it was I didn't even know that the things I was doing was actually shifting my vibration. But I did notice that I started over time to take my power back. I started realizing I had a choice. So one of the stories was I was on the phone with this woman and I was at work and I was having a bad day, you know, when we have those bad days and I was not feeling well and I felt, you know, a lot of shame and guilt and depression and victimized and things like that and a lot of fear and anxiety. And she told me that I had a choice, that I could choose to think about something else, that I could choose to shift out of that I could act my way into feeling better. I didn't really believe her yet. I was pretty desperate for something else. And I remember as I practiced these suggestions that were coming to me from people that were in a higher vibration than I was at the time, that I started to shift my way toward that. And that's why I say I'm not a Pollyanna. I had to first really become aware and acknowledge that I was in fear or felt depressed or had a lot of shame or guilt. And then I started moving toward the better feelings. And that started to shift my vibration. I also had a story of a friend of mine that had come from a really, really negative vibration. He had grown up very much in a culture of, you know, you didn't feel fear in his culture. It was anger, revenge, you know, those type of things. All or nothing, me against the world, I'm right, you're wrong, you know, those type of control things. And when he started making those shifts, he was just simply asked by someone, what was good about your day today? So every time he walked in the door around these particular people, and the same experience with him, that he wanted that higher vibration that the people around him had, that they asked him, you know, what was good about your day? And when he started shifting the way he was thinking, he said he noticed that once the ball started rolling, just like Abraham Hicks talks about, once he started thinking differently and acting differently and shifting into this paying attention for things that were good about his day instead of always paying attention to what was bad about his day, he actually started to shift. And he went from being someone that was really, people feared him, to being someone that they called happy all the time. And now it took some time, but my point around this is that we can shift our vibration. And over time, as I've talked about before, one person at a time, you know, it's a spiraling effect where it's sort of like my friend was talking about, you throw the pebble into the water, and on the other side of the earth, it becomes this huge wave, you know. So we can really make a difference in our human consciousness by shifting our vibration. And in Abraham Hicks, what they talk about is using those emotions and your feelings as a guide to know where you currently are in your consciousness. And, you know, once I've become aware and accepted that, then I can start to take actions to shift my vibration. I was doing that before I even came on today, you know, that sometimes I can notice that my vibration's getting in a lower place and I want to bring myself back out of that. Because life is going to happen. I call it life on life's terms. So we've been talking a lot about vibration and the human consciousness. Let's take a short break. And when we return, let's talk about some tools and techniques we can use to actually start to raise our vibration. How can we really shift and raise that vibration for ourselves? And in turn, that's going to have an effect on the planet. And like I said, when I got around other people that were in a higher vibration, over time, I started to want what they have. So we have an effect on each other. I call this like an energy soup that we're all in and we all affect each other. I'm so excited about this topic. So let's take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk about those tools and techniques. See you soon.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. AlishaLyons.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we begin, I want to let you know how to contact me. You can reach me through my website. It's called sharingloveandlightshow.com or through my Facebook page, Kimberly Barrett, Psychic Medium Intuitive Coach at facebook.com/activate777. I am offering a free video titled Living an Intuitively Inspired Life. You can visit the link Kimberly L. Barrett, that's KimberlyLBarrett.com/intuitive life. I'm also currently offering 20% off on all of my mediumship and psychic classes right now that are being offered in August. You can use the discount code Love and Light, and you can access these classes through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. So let's get back to talking about raising my vibration. I was talking before about Abraham Hicks and the power of our emotions. How can I know when I'm in a lower vibration? And it's usually cues like if I'm in a lot of fear, if I'm feeling really anxious, if there's shame or depression feelings, a lot of guilt going on. When I'm in that stuff, it's a much lower frequency and lower vibration. And that is the first thing that I need to do. And I'm pausing because my guides want to come in and channel a little bit through me, that the awareness and being aware of my human emotions. Human emotions are not good, bad, right, or wrong. Human emotions are just emotions. I think they even made a movie, and I recommend watching it, called Emotion. So energy in motion are your emotions. And the way Abraham talks about them as Esther Hicks channels them through is that they each have their own vibration. And if you're wanting a happier, more peaceful life, if you're wanting to manifest abundance into your life, you know, most of us really, our goal is well-being. We want to feel better. And a lot of us have been taught to look outside of ourselves for that. And I've talked about this a little bit last week and, or, you know, a couple weeks ago on the show. that we can raise our vibration and make those shifts first by knowing where we currently are. So letting our feelings be the guide. It's the same thing in power versus force, is noticing what level of consciousness I'm in. Am I in fear consciousness or am I up in the love consciousness? Once I've identified that and accepted that that's what's currently going on, then I can actually start to take actions. And you know, some of these actions are, see, I tell people, don't trust me, test it. I'm going to share from my experience the things that I've done to shift into better vibration and better feeling thoughts and, you know, higher consciousness by shifting the way I think on purpose, by doing certain activities that can help shift me. So one of those things that comes to mind right away is singing. You know, sound has a certain vibration and frequency. So one of the things we can help ourselves with is starting to listen to and be involved with sounds that help raise our vibration and start doing things like singing that can raise your vibration. So sing your favorite songs. You can sing nursery rhyme type stuff that usually makes me laugh. But just any kind of singing, even if you're tone deaf like I am, to just start singing and it can help really raise your vibration. The other thing is to dance around. You know, I kind of like the lady who did Body Groove. You'll have to look up Body Groove to find out what her name is. Right now, I don't have it in front of me. But what she talks about is you don't have to be a dancer to move energy. That's what you're doing when you're dancing, is you're moving the energy. And to move energy to sound and start to, you know, really shift your vibration and get to a better feeling place. I think movement, I know that in the counseling world, when you're working with someone that's depressed, the first plan of action is to get them active, to get you moving. And the reason is because we are energy beings. If we're not moving around, we're getting stagnant in the energy. So doing different types of movement, yoga, dancing, qigong, walking, running, biking, whatever it is, to get yourself moving. If you feel a little out of shape or you have chronic pain issues, you can find ways to move your body that isn't going to cause you harm. So movement, dancing, that's a way to really start to raise your vibration. Laughing. I had someone smiling and laughing can actually start to shift your vibration. And I don't have the technical stuff on me about this, but if you look up the studies on some of these things that I'm talking about, they can actually really shift your vibration and get you into a different emotion. Now, if you're singing really negative stuff, then clearly, if you're having all those negative thoughts, it's going to lead you to more negative emotions. But singing in a way that's joyful, that's going to bring you joy, depending on who you are. I have a friend that if she listens to heavy metal, it actually makes her happy, where that's not something I would choose. I like to choose things that are a little more upbeat, happy, you know, singing about shifting our thoughts and being happy and changing how we are and those type of things. So each of us will find the thing that's really helpful to us. But movement and dancing, laughing. The other one is that on-purpose thinking. And Abraham Hicks talks a lot about that. There's a lot of other coaches that talk about when you're really like on purpose paying attention to your thoughts, you can actually really notice when you're in thinking, that leads to the lower vibrational feelings. And when you're in thinking, that leads to higher vibrational feeling. Now, the caution here is you don't want to go from like depression to, oh, I'm happy now. That's going to cause a lot of sort of like resistance within you. What I do is I will go up the ladder with feelings. And believe it or not, if you're really, really depressed, sometimes anger can break you out of the depression. Anger is kind of like the next rung up, and then going to frustration, and then moving your way up to neutral. And that's the one I like to go to, is getting to like a neutral place. So what am I not accepting? Can I use mindfulness to just observe and describe my life and take all the, I call it like the should thoughts out of it. It should be, ought to be, must be the way I think it should be, ought to be, must be, you know, and starting to shift to it is what it is. So what now what? This is how things are right now. And then I can start to move toward those better feeling thoughts over time. I can also go to a neutral place that I love. I'll recommend this to, you know, when I did the Facebook Lives and I called it Facebook Love, I recommended this, is, you know, there's a Rampage by Abraham Hicks, and they talk about in raising your vibration, going neutral. So just reminding myself that things are working out for me, that things work out for me, even when they don't look like they're working out for me. But things are working out for me. So going really neutral with it until I can get to a better feeling place and a better feeling thought. Sometimes I will even take my mind, like take a vacation from that topic and take my mind off of it and go to topics that actually feel good to me and do things that feel good to me. I call it kind of feeding my inner child. You have to think of the stuff that you love and you appreciate for you to do your on-purpose thinking. But I had a room full of people that were really down and depressed and anxious, and I started talking about blowing bubbles for my kitten. And a few of the women in the room started feeling better because they started imagining watching a kitten chasing bubbles, right? And then I pointed out to them that when you shift what you're currently thinking about in that moment, you can actually shift your vibration to a better feeling place. And then if we do that often enough, we can get to a better place. That on-purpose thinking. Now, some of the higher vibrational places are things like appreciation and gratitude. So one of the things that I lived in my past was I had a lot of complaining in my mind. It was like everything was not enough and a complaint. And what I did was I started going neutral, that it is what it is. So what now what? This is what's happening. And then I started moving to looking for things that I could have gratitude for. And I'm the type of person that I had to start with indoor plumbing, you know, that I had gratitude that I had indoor plumbing. If you don't have indoor plumbing, look for something else that you can have gratitude for, that you're breathing, that you're alive, that you're able to listen to this radio show, whatever it is that you can have gratitude for. You know, gratitude for a bed to sleep on at night, or, you know, a roof over my head, even if I'm living in someone else's house, which I had done for a period in my life, I could still raise my vibration by changing and thinking about that gratitude and that appreciation. So we do need to take a break. We will be back in just a few minutes to talk more about how we can raise our vibration. See you soon.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com. Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. We've been talking about raising our vibration so we can raise our consciousness and raise the vibration and consciousness on the planet. Before we get back into our conversation, I want to let you know you can reach me through sharingloveandlightshow.com. or through my Facebook page, facebook.com/activate777. I am giving away a free video titled Living an Intuitively Inspired Life. You can go to the link kimberlylbarrett.com/intuitive life. I'm also offering 20% off to my listeners who are interested in mediumship and psychic development. Those are my August classes. Use the discount code Love and Light. You can access the classes through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. All of my classes are on Zoom. So we've been talking about raising our vibration. There's a lot of things that we can do, so we're not going to cover all of them here. I was talking about the importance of gratitude and appreciation. If you look in Power versus Force, and you look in Abraham Hicks talking about the emotions, gratitude and appreciation and compassion, things like that, they're all higher vibrations. So we can do a lot of things to bring that into our own lives on purpose. So some of the things we can do, and these are things that I've done, I recommend the 10-item gratitude list first thing in the morning. Is really sit down with a piece of paper and write out, I love and I am grateful for. And write whatever that is that you love and you're grateful for. Whether it's for ears to hear with, or my friend that has, like, she just got her super great new hearing aids and she can hear things a whole lot better. So she has gratitude for that. So whatever it is in our lives, we can find to be grateful for, clothes on our back, friendships, family. I'm constantly grateful for my two cats, for the people in my life, for the roof over my head, for food when I have it, you know, things like that. So really being able to find things to be grateful for and find things to appreciate. I can even appreciate little things, like when I go for a walk and I might see a bunny or a chipmunk or, you know, whatever it is that I can appreciate. Even in the worst of times, I can find things to have gratitude and appreciation for in my life. Sometimes I have to really seek, but it is there. So I highly recommend that. I suggest to people test it. I tested once doing that for 30 days and it really changed my life. So I recommend that as a raise your vibration tool. Affirmations are really great. My caution with affirmations is to make sure that you're in alignment with them. If you're saying affirmations that are creating negativity within yourself, that's not raising your vibration. But if you can find affirmations that you can work with, or sometimes I even start with, I'm willing to love myself. I'm willing to be at peace. I'm willing to raise my vibration. And then I can get to a place where I am the light. I am the love. I am that peace. You know, I am. And I can get to those affirmations. There's some that are easier for me and that some that might not be. But really, we can start to shift the way we speak and the way we talk to ourselves. I have a friend that is an amazing healer, a really like compassionate, awesome person who's, you know, the majority of the time in a higher vibration. He's going to be on in 2 weeks talking about setting your intention. And I know that Abraham Hicks also talks about the power of deliberate intentions. He is an energy worker. So his name is David Arms, that energy guy. He does holistic wellness alignment and talks about taking our power back and becoming empowered in our lives through setting our intentions. And, you know, he shares with us to set our intention to do no harm in our thoughts and feelings and our thoughts and words toward ourselves and toward others. And that once that intention is set, then throughout the day, we can actually stay in a higher vibration even when we slip up a little bit. So he's going to talk about those intentions. I talked before that sometimes we need to go neutral to get to that better feeling place. One of the other things that's super helpful for me is doing certain meditations. There is so much there for us, you know, any of us that can get online and that can check out YouTubes and, you know, really getting a hold of books and I have old CDs, you know, things like that, that we can find those meditations, those guides that can help raise our vibration. Like I said, sound is frequency. The 528 frequency hertz is a vibration that can bring us into more divine love. So I have a tuning fork. I'm going to play that. That is a 528 vibration. And what they do is they play that vibration while they're playing other music. And when you listen to it, it helps to raise your vibration. So you can find these HZ hertz frequencies. This one's 528 that you can listen to and that can help raise your vibration. I actually have an Abraham Hicks meditation. You can even find those on YouTube now. I have the original CD that, you know, all you have to do is breathe in for three and breathe out for five and just listen to them talking about how we're here for well-being and doing that every morning It's a well-being meditation that's 15 minutes and it gets us in a better feeling place. So there's a lot of different things that we can do, including using our breathing, using movement, you know, all of those type of things to start to raise our vibration. And like I said, the higher my vibration gets, the more I'm in my free will and my personal choice, the more that I'm feeling better. And amazingly, the more that I attract more of what I want into my life. So it's very empowering. It's also attracting the life that I want. And as we raise our own vibration, we're actually shifting the collective consciousness and the collective vibration on the planet. My guides are coming through and they're letting us know that now is the time for each of us individually to really start to raise our vibration and to start stepping into our personal power. We're going to create an amazing new earth. So just really feel what that would feel like to be in an earth where we're all vibrating at a higher vibration, how we would treat our planet, how we would treat ourselves, how we would treat each other if we were in these higher levels of consciousness as a collective. And I feel and know that we're going there. You don't have to believe me. Take what you like, leave the rest. But I really feel like that's where we're going. So you can use these tools this week to raise your vibration, to get to a better feeling place. I'm so excited that I was able to share with you. Remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of being. It's an energy we can tap into, a level of consciousness we can move into. So join me every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Transformation Talk Radio for the Sharing Love and Light show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. Our next episode, we will have David Arms, that energy guy, coming on, sharing his love and light with us and talking about intentions. So I will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.